strange. I mean, why is it that Ayvet is more mahir in respect to death than in respect to form of the Zokim, and the Bes Yosef is more mahir in respect to form of Zokim than respect to death? Now, there is a very long discussion in the Sidur Taran. Now, this decade that the Mechaber requires, and that even that the Ravid requires in depth, Agmokei Sheimer Atash Nishmagia. I mean, that could be done by all women. It certainly could not be done by Tale, who is just getting married, Ipsure. I mean, she couldn't possibly make such a decay in depth. So how is a child to say, I mean, that this decay is now? So the Sitare mentions that. How could a Tale Ipsuro make such a decay? It's impossible. She'll have to go to a doctor to perform an operation, a certain kind of an operation, in order to make this kind of decay in depth. So the Sidur Tana says that the Kol Tovishe, this decay in depth, and up to Chur Mitzdokim, according to Bo'amoyer, or even according to Raivet, Chur Mitzdokim has nothing to do with depth, I mean that means in Mitzdokim, and according to Raivet, that in depth it has to be made at Mokim Sheim Ratash Nishmagia. So that is only Rabbanon. Midraise, so any superficial decay is a sufficient decay. Midraise. Everybody agrees. Over the shape. But Midrabbanon, so certain Rishayim say, Ravid, that it has to be a Lokim Shivatash Mishmagia. And because of that, since Rachomim required it, so we made that the Rachomim are misakein, that Midrabbanon it should be Ma'akim there too. So where will the Chachomim misakim if it's possible? If it's not possible, the Chachomim will not misakim, even the Chachril. So in regard to Yitzuro, it's not possible to make that kind of decay. So then there is no chil, even the Chachril to try to make such a decay. This is what the Hefzik Taras. Now there is a tshuva in the Nidah Behudeh, and the Behudeh is the Daik from the Roshon of the Raivet. It's a very big chiddush, and the Chavis Das is masik on the Nebihude. There's the Nebihude in Tshuva Membov. So the Nebihude says that according to how we can say it in the Raivet, I don't know. When the Raivet says that the Dike of Hefzik Tare and the Dike of the Zion King do not have to be made b'chulim u'b'zoki, but he says v'ashem b'dikas b'isachitzen v'humokim sh'ashamish dosh v'humokim sh'ashamish dosh. So he requires explicitly that in depth it has to be magia v'humokim sh'iv ratash v'shmagia, but the Yehuda says that according to the Ravet, So any kenuach is sufficient. Any kenuach is sufficient. And all that is necessary when the woman makes the kenuach, that she should alert herself to making sure that she didn't see anything. Why? And the basis said, and he mentions that that's the Ayurveda. Why? Because the Ayurveda, first of all, he mentions a washing from the Ayurveda, that in this Raya doesn't appear. It says in Tshuva Membov, your day, you can see it. ונדבר מדינה הבדיקה אשר כבר דיברו בו המסין האפוסטים הראשיים והמסין החיקריים והחמירו בו הרבה ואני בעוני אובי באימו ואירו לודים בקרקע אולי אמצו מוקם הוקם כנראה שם דברים המחמירים בו ומאיר אין להגיע לו הרש בזה וזה לשני בתירס הבית דף קוף בגימו נדבר תנם בפרקם לימידי, המשמשת בידי מעריני כפקידי, ואמרינו עלו, אומר אבי למה שמואל ראית שמפנייתה שלי שנימאי בפקידי, מהייתה ממתך שמהום רבי סוף, אינו מכניסו שנחול ומזוקת, ודיקני פריקם, הוראה רבברום, לצדריידה, דיכור ובאי לו דרשבס, דיכור ובאי לו, אין צורי בדיקי סחור ומזוקת, וסיירי דבורוב, מדאמרינון, בשיר הפירקים, כיבי שטוקו אין לכו בדיקי גדי למזו. כלומר, הדרשבו says that in the name of the Raibe, the Raibe Tzrayim, that Dikel Bayo, even Hefzichtare, which is the most important Dike, I mean, is the most Dike Chmur. So according to the Raibe, it doesn't require Dike Bechor Muzoki. And the Raibe is, the Gemara says, even though she did not make any dikim, nothing is a visual dikim. So why kibi shetovo yuchob dikim b'yom mizu? In other words, since the Baal was there, so she alerts herself to determine in her mind, after all, she should be in a position to know. She should be in a position to know whether she had a real dam or she didn't have a real dam. But so like this, she would forget. But if Topo, so then she alerts herself to verify as to whether she's Neo or Teo, so that's in lieu of a Dike. So the Mele, a superficial Dike, not Behorim Mizoki, should not be inferior to Topo. That's the Raibe Tzrayim. You see, I ain't wrong, I'm not sure if you have a Dike or Mizu. Kalima, if she is a Daito, Umageshes, אם יש דם ויש החיצה, ואין לכו בדיקוי כל דיווי סמיטרי. תביעה could not, nothing could be conceived as being no בדיקה, no superficial בדיקה could be more superficial than תביעה. So if תביעה is enough, some male, that means that any superficial בדיקה is enough. So, from that point of view, it doesn't have to be in depth ad mokim sheiva ratash mishmagiyah. So, any superficial dike, I mean, because no matter how superficial it is not so superficial as tvir. Vihu zalkosa, the yeish misheime here, that means the rashboses, the yesh misheime or the dike zobo bein behef sektar or bein bizayin kin bo yechur mizoki. There's the shita of the Amoya, and there's the shita of the Rosh, and the Raibe himself mentions that shita. But the Raibe is chayel. Umisayim arashbo shadas machras ki rosh nze Hashem. Yehi chef she Hashem yiyah lubaylo shu eise kores kiru mibdike zatayas. So the Rashbo is machriya like the Balamoya, not like the Raibe. All right. Now, the Ramban Echriya, so the Shita of the Raibe is that not even the Hefsek, even not even the Dika of Hefsek Taira requires Chol Mizoki. The Shita of the Rosh and the Rashbonis and the Balamoya, that not only the Dika of Hefsek Taira requires Chol Mizoki, but even the Dika of Zayinikim require Chol Mizoki. The Ramban Echriya, the Rashbo says, the Dika Hefsek Taira Tzricho Chol. אבל דיקה שיבו בחסקה סטיילה עם אדס, דיקה כל גרוסה. And from the notion of the Ramban it's משמע, that the Ramban is more makeer, certainly more makeer, than the Raibe in respect to death. Because the Raibe says that not even the Dika of Hefsek Taylor, certainly not the Dika of Zayin Kiyo, require Chol Mizoki. But in depth, it requires Admokim Shevratash Mishmagia. And the Ramban says that the Bdike of Hefsek Taylor requires Chol Mizoki. Abo Bdike Shibo, because the Steyrel is Bdike Koldi Usage. He doesn't discuss that. But since he mentions Bdike Koldi, so it's Vasha than Ramban that the Bdikes of the Zayin Kiyim do not require in depth any kodu, because kodu means kodu in any manner. All right. וגם זה אין מספיק עדיין. יחידו שאתה מצליחו. סוד רשבו ישחיל הקים על רמבנסקו. סוד רשבו is the biggest machen. רשבו. וגם זה אין מספיק עדיין. יחידו שאתה מצליחו בדיקה במסירה ובתפוס על ביסייפו מביקורון וכל מרקד ישראל ומובות כפועל הרים חסקס מיו. אף אתה מצליחו בדיקה בכל מוקר שתעמדו. ועד הרבה, הדעס מחרס, שיהיו חורים וצדוקים צריכים דיקי יסי אשר הם המאמינים והם לכל דיקי סחורים הוא עדיק חוב דיקי אבל דיקי שלא עם חורים היא המקרס היא המקרס כינוח היא המקרס כינוח So, the Rashbo says that without Churim Mutzdokim, so it's not even a Diki. It's confirmed. It could be, I mean, of course many say it, and from the Rishios it's much more that way, that even the Rashbo, who is more Machmir, much more Machmir in regard to Churim Mutzdokim than the Raibet, but in regard to death, the Rashbo doesn't mention about that at Mokim Sheiv Ratash Mishmadiyah. Who is the one who mentions at Mokim Sheiv Ratash Mishmadiyah? That's the Raibet. But the Rashbo, even though he's more machmir than the Raibet in regard to Chorom Zokim, but in regard to Emek, he might be making, he doesn't mention it. That's the reason as to why the Bes Yosef, so he says, ריפוחס דיקה של ממפסיק טערה ודיקה של ממבישי מן השיבו תהיינו אדמוקים שהשם משדוש אדמוקים שהשם משדוש and the other דיקה doesn't have to be אדמוקים שהשם משדוש מה שאם כי אם רגע תחור המסדוקים so he requires all the דיקה של מזייניקים so we see that the Besiose is more maker so the Rashba could also be more maker the Rashba doesn't say one word that every דיקה has to be admokei sheiv ratash mishmadiyah. The one who mentions it is dafke the Raibet. But, so the Bes Yosef says that even those who are machmir neged the Raibet in respect to Churim Mutzdokim, but in respect to Emek, they might be making it's a separate question. And we see that the Ramo is making me be David in also king cloud rak shibot ko atmo yofo be khulem u bizoki um beime kete ki kecho avo pishe le dia le mo kim shasham is do sadlo bisyoshe she king da asla post in other words so in respect to khulem u bizoki even David is not making in respect to khulem u bizoki the Ramo but in respect to that he is making even in connection with the dick of Africa. So it's not like the Shite and the Bes Yosef assumes that even the Rashbo is so much more machmir in respect to Churim Mutzdokim, but in respect to Emek, he's more mental than the Raibet. All right. Now then he says, למען תראה שהרייבה מייקל בדיקה קובי שהרי כוסה כשאין לך בדיקה קובי הוא יסי המטביע ואם כן כאילו שבדקס אב וכנוע בעלמה כבר נסנס ליבו מדי וכוספתי זה לפי שאוריסי בבס יוסף סימן קופצה לקבור שכוסה בשם הרייבה זה לשני והרייבה כוסה בסיב הבא לנפש מוצאים וכאילו בדיקס חוקי זו מזו הורישי לו בדיקס כנוח ויהור המציא אז כסף לדמום לא של ישני ומיתו. That's the Russian that we have here. והשני בדיק אז מסחיץ, והוא עד מוקים שהשם ישדוש, והוא בדיק על נידו ולזוק או להפסוקת. והשלישי זה בדיק אז חיר ולזוקים מסחיץ, והוא בדיק אז אתר אז. אני שום בס יוסף, הרי שקוסם שמראי ושהקורפונים צריך לבדיקי אבו כי דיש השמוש, אלו שייצור לחכנוס הסחור ומסוקים. אבל לפי מה שכוספתי לי, הוא דבר הרשבו בשם הרייבה, בדיקי כל מושג דהקורפונים עודף מטביע. So then, ונאחר כוס מזה, בואו להיות ניסים במה הנפש, ורואיסי שכמו שאלתי כרב בסיוסף דבורף כן, ואף עוד כן, אני יופי קיבלתי את דאז הרייבא, שכיבי שאומרו, כיבי שטוב רואים, כיבי פילו מזו, הרי עיקר עבדי כן מה שישנסה לסדייתו, אם יתרו, ואם יישא, דהבדם ובזחיצני, הוא ימרגשת בעצמי. ומרגשת בעצמי. So in other words, so this is his conclusion, that according to the Raivet, since the Raivet now, the Raivet here does mention, he does mention, he נראינו מכאן, כאף על פי שתיקנו חכום עם דיקל מתשליש ולתרס, אי שלפני התשליש המיתו, דיקל ומתשליש, ונדיקל מתרס, מפני שאינו מכניסוס ולחור ומזוקים, ואין דומרו, דתבי הרינו כדיקל לגבי בית, So he mentions, so it's certainly not a b'dikah of chorum u'zokim. It's certainly not a b'dikah of chorum u'zokim. So then the question is, so why does the Raivet require according? So the Nidah Yehuda assumes that according to the Raivet, with by law, even kinuach kosher, the most superficial b'dikah is enough. So then the question arises, but the Raivet does say, that the dikah of Efsek Taira, the dikah of Efsek Taira, and the dikah of Efsek Taira, and of Zayin Kinyin, does not have to be Bechurim Muzdokim, but it has to be Admokim Shasham Uzdosh. Admokim Shasham Uzdosh. So in other words, he doesn't say that any dikah is enough, dikah kodo. So apparently, I mean, the Yehuda doesn't spell it out, but apparently, according to the Yehuda, we have to say that when the Raivet requires that the Bdikah of Efsek Taira and the Bdikah of Zayin Kinyin should be a Bdikah Bisachitze, Mumokim Shasham Mishdosh, so that is only Lechatchil. But the Eved, any Bdikah, without reaching Mokim Shoriba Makia, Vishastashmish, is also enough. But it appears that Elisha, a married woman, so it's more of an effort for her to push it in the Churban Muzokim than to reach it in depth at Mokim Shoriba Atashmish Makia. So since it doesn't involve any tirche for the woman, To make the decaying depth up to the point where the Ibra Atashmish Magia, so the Raivet says she has to do it. Mashiachim Gabichur Muzdokim, even if she's a married woman, it will still, who has been married for some time, so it will still involve an element of Tirche in order to push the piece of cloth in all the sides this way and that way. So the Mele. See, so the Mele, she's not required to make it, only the Gabitatis. This is the pshat. This is how the Nidah Yehuda understands. This is how the Nidah Yehuda understands the Raivet. Now, so of course, all the Achelim Achelik and the Nidah Yehuda, the Achelitas, everybody, who not everybody. But the Raivet does mention, the Raivet, Veidomu, Now, so he mentions a riot that Churban Muzdokim is not required because the Omru, the Tviyah, are you can dike ligabi bai. So Tviyah is not a dike of Churban Muzdokim. And the question is Tviyah a dike like a dike in depth at Mokim Sheila Tashmish Magia? So we have to explain the Gemara Tviyah, are you can dike. Somewhere. So mainly, how can he mention it as a riot? How can he mention that as a riot? So in other words, so we have to say, even those who are chilek under the Yehuda and who say that the riot is not does not say that any b'dike kodim, any superficial b'dike, the Eved is enough, even the b'dike of Efsek Taira. So then the question is, so why does the Raivet mention the Gemara of three Arim Kiddikal Gantaylo? So we have to say, like the Siddur Tare. The Siddur Tare says that one thing is sure, beyond any doubt. According to all the shame, according to all possible, it couldn't be any other way. That if we could call the world with the highest insertion sufficient, with the highest insertion sufficient, but even in Hefsektari, even though the Dick of Hefsektari is certainly required with the highest, but if we could call the world is certainly sufficient with the highest. So, because that's the Tare segment, because if a dicke kolbe wouldn't be sufficient with the reize, so the question would be, how can a woman get married if she's a psoa? How can she get married? It's impossible for her to make this kind of a dicke admokim she ilveratashmish magia vishastashmish. And even the chorum with zokim, I mean, that's for, according to the Balamoya. So for a psoa, it's almost impossible to make this kind of dike before the Mizoki. So the dike that a psula could make, a kala could make, is only a superficial dike, a dike kodu. So how is it good? The answer is, midrai say dike kodu is sufficient according to everybody. But the Chachomim required it. So those who say that it's miyakit, so it's miyakit with Rabbonon, midele. But the Chachomim required it where it's possible. But where it's not possible, the Chachomim didn't require it. So even Chatzilah, it's not required. So this is what the Raibed is trying to prove, according to the other Shittes, who are Chilik and Yehudi, and who say that even according to the Raibed, a superficial dike is not enough in the Hefsektare and the Zayinikim there. But the Raibed does mention that Chulim Zdokim is not required. Because the Gemara says that even Trio have a look at Dika with Abubayo, so the Chavis Das doesn't say anything about this Raibet. But it can be explained that the Raibet is only trying to establish the point that with the Raibet say any superficial Dika is insufficient. Even in Hefsektar. Because if we say that with the Raibet say any superficial Dika is enough, any superficial decay is not. So then we can understand the Gemara that says in case of Bayer Bomin Aderech and Tobo, so Eruchov Diko Deomizu. Eruchov Diko Deomizu. Why? Because since Midrai say any superficial decay is not, so even Tvile is considered as a superficial decay, as a racial decay. So here the Chachomim Omata. So the Chachomim Omata in that case, but not in regard to Hefsektare or not in regard to Zion King, there it's not a big of Hefsektare. She is not a leader. Only thing is, maybe she will be shut down. So, any superficial decay is enough. So, since a superficial decay is enough with the Raise, so even with the Rabbanon, the Chachomim didn't require more than a superficial decay. Masherike, in respect to Hefsektare and Zion King, well, the Ritzaloche of a thorough Bdike, so the Mele, even with the, so it's marking even the Eved with the Rabbanon, if in that it's not Magia, it's not Kemshiva Atashmish Magia. But he says, since Midraise, there is no requirement of Chol Mizokin, so true in regard to that, which does not involve any tilche for the woman to be magia in depth at mokim shivatash magia. So the Chachomim require it. But it's not mistaber that the Chachomim should require the woman to make a bdike b'chorom mutzokim, because that involves tilche every time she makes that bdike. But the rudeshit is that according to the Raibet, so even a most superficial bdike, the Eved is enough. הסומה בדקס עצמו ומר לחרתו אחר ששמאז ומדברס ומדברס ונשמאז הרי כפיקחס אבל נשמאז ומדברס ונשים כאו שנתרבדה איתו מחמס חיליץ ובספיקחס לבדיקסו ונקריא לו אמבסטס כשנהיינו מתרס לבריר הוא כבר אמבסט הרי כשמור קדושי לא יהיו כבר לנחיל שזו שלשניים ששניים ולפגעו דפיקחס הוא איש ששמאב לבדיק ונסברוסו ביום של רועסו בן הריצון שבחס אבל כשיש לו בס קבוע השיבו נקרים צורך שיהיו בצופים שלא תראה בהם שאם רוע סודם אפילו בסייפים השביעי ניסוס רוק היום, מצדונים זה גיטר, ואדונים משאיר מיקי. יאי שאירים, דיבישרי שאירים ושאירים, שאירים מהסביר, עם מוצו כסם, אין תאו מייסר הוק, כמי שתאו למשוק סומי. Now, so, in Simon Kuf Pizayin, the Ramo Pas, that even a woman who has a best of what? And even Bishas Vesto, so if she has a Mako, even the Mako is not step determined as a Mako Amitzia down, so she can be, since Simon is on the Rabbonon, she can be tailing the Mako. So it says, Hishemrim, that in the first 3 days of the Zion King, where? If he has done, is more likely in the first 3 days of the Zion King, so maybe we cannot be taken, even though she has a mark. Yes, she should say, she has a mission, she has a feeling, what's okay, said, and tell us a local, we should tell him, shock some, the give of young missionaries, we don't use a king, we got him, so go smile. Abraham came after the first 3 days of the Zion King, the Niki shock us, and as long as she has a mark, so he can be telling the mark, even if she has less. וכן מולדים, ודווקא קסם שהוא יצא מחקריס ואי, אבו פוחס מחקריס ואי, תאילו דקים אף איבני המושאים. That's right what we said, that this is not based upon prayer. Even though Rishayim mentioned and Ramo here also says tell him, so that means that at the very outset, the Chachomim or Misakim, that a kesem less than a kris ve'ei is not on it. Why? Because in this man of Chazal, in this man of Tanoim, so it was possible to attribute, it was attributable to Machiris, to Dam Machiris. So maybe the Chachomim spelled it out that it's not on it. It's not on it. You see, so the Rani is, the Ramo says explicitly, that even in the Gimel Yom HaRishayim, where we are not there, so when it's a question of Kriya, of attributing, but here, it's not even Dam Tomei. The time as to why it's not Tomei is because the Chachomim, when they are Misaki, Takone of Ksomim, at that time, were tailored, all the Ksomim, less than Gris Vei, in Dam Achaz. Voadim, or your Mako Begufo, Vida, Shemitzir Dam, tailored bo, afilo b'yesam, Gris Vei, אלו שהם מכירים בשלוש יום ראשיים ריסלנס במקו שהם יודעו שהם יציא אדם או בשעות דברים שגלויים בהם כסף. And then the Pesach Tshuva mentions in the name of certain Tshuvas that the same thing applies to a case where Kesem was found at Dorosh in Kavutume, and then he mentions in the name of Tshuvas Mutzdoko the Midvor of the Reposhut Lehatir Viksomim Hamitzoyim Biberet Tzavua because Beret Tzavua is also the same halacha. In other words, three things, three kinds of ksomim were taken out from the takone of ksomim. That is, if it's less than gris, if it is on Beret Tzavua, and if it is found on something that is not important. הפירקי שבזור מייסורוסו, אם הוא תליך לא ואינס, משיבושו, סיסרס יסייל, לפי חמשמש את ביתו, סבור עשרה כך הוא פוסקו, אם אסחלס לספרדניקים, עד שיעבור לבוא ונשלמיס, שמוטיפו, אם תפירם אסחלס לספרדים, אין משיבושו, כי אם שיבושו מצוי שם, זה אסחלס לספרדים, אין, דיקאי מרון, he doesn't mention the fifth day, only 4 days, because the fifth day, that's an extra homer. וכאן הוא נשיך לזה למסריח, אז יעבור שיבשי לשלמיץ, מייסלץ, ומשיך שם מצוי שבס, בואו תולו לדלת כאילו משימוש מצוי שבס, עדיין עומדת מסיכה משישו לשימוש שם מסיסרס. כאילו כך, ימי ירישו מסברוסו, so the tour of מחבר, they only mention 4 days, over the books I'm king, ותפסק עם דלת ויסרת, וימי ירומיה. So this is only explanatory of the מחבר. Then the Ramos says, יש שקוסרו, שיש להם תינוי די נכון, דהיינו שאותה סלומים בייס, עד ימה שישי, עד ימה שישי. In other words, if she saw them on Sunday, so she has to count Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and the Friday should be the first day of the Zion King. והוא בימריש לסורוסו, יחל שמעון, שם ותשמש, בימרישי, בין השמושס, ותיז בה שהוא יהיה, let's say she will be משמשת, סבורים ראשי בין השמושס, and She doesn't have a clock with her, so she doesn't know the exact time. And it's close to the Binah Shmoshes period, so she might be thinking it's 5 o'clock. So the Tisbeh Shulei, the Efshah Shulailo, it might be 7 o'clock, and that's already night. Vintas Limeis Miyem Chamishi, and then Vintas Limeis Miyem Chamishi, so, and then she saw Dam on Sunday. And then if the aloha would be that she can start counting with the Thursday, today, Yetech Shishaynes, Lishemusha, Lishemusha, because it might be if she start counting Yem Chamishi, that means that at 6 o'clock Wednesday will start the first day of the Zayin Kiyum. Now, if she was Mishameshes Mitoso in the Somuch in the Binah Shmoshes period, and she thought it was 5, but actually it would have been 7 p.m. Sunday night. So Monday night, 7 p.m. is 1 misless, and Monday night is 2 misless, and Tuesday night, Monday night is 1 misless, Tuesday night is 2 misless, and Wednesday night at 7 p.m. will mark the end of the Vovenis at 7 p.m. But the Thursday day begins at 6 p.m. So Mele, suppose she'll be Pilates at 6:30. So actually, the Thursday day cannot be counted, and she will count it. So because of that, we add an extra day.
Ready?
Yes.
According to this, if a woman's Meshameshet and Beina Shmoshot,
yeah.
So should she count the day beforehand as well? Because that was the whole reason of the Chumrah. In other words, that's if she's Meshameshet.
She was Mishameshet Binah Shmoshes on Sunday, but she sat down Sunday morning. I mean Monday morning.
You
see.
All right.
Vintas Vinay is Vim Hamish Yetech Shishayim is Shimusha. How can they show his if Eidim Echo? The Miato Yetcha or Lim Toys. But the fifth day is not based upon any Vinay Gemara. That's an extra Chum. So, Vichim Yagim Bechom Medina Seyu. Vein Mishamas. That's the business why a kala after the Bilas Mitzvah, so she has to count only, even according to Pesach of Ramot, she has to count only 4 and 7. The 4 she has to count because the 4 is based upon the living money. Because suppose she is the letters, then it'll be Seisaya one day, you see. So, but the 5th day is only because of Achshoshe of the Mashmoshes. So the Nidato Kale was it's only the Rabbonon because it's Damsum, so she's not even living the Raisa. So we don't apply that extra Chumra of the 5th day. V'chein ne'agi b'chom ed yeseinu v'ein nishanis. V'yishnoshim shelo ha'ad olahach v'yokoy v'hamti na Chivayon. That is no explanation. I mean, why Chivayon? V'in tamu lo. V'amach v'yolach v'yol. V'amei kel niska. V'ahag v'matzim v'mitzim. V'yeshe kosmu sh'ach shov. In Lechalim v'shivsho in Bairo l'lo shivsho. Because according to all this, the halacha should be that only if shivsho mitoso, so she has to count 4 days, 5 days, or when it comes out of key. But suppose it's lo shivsho mitoso, suppose they have been separated for a few weeks. Suppose the husband is away. Why should she have to count even four days, or when it comes out of key? Let her start counting the moment she's able to make herself tired. So that's another chumre. In other words, because of the book. Because if we will not apply this chumre in one situation, then many women will neglect it in another situation. So it has to be with book. So v'yeshe kosmo shachshav v'lechalek v'shimshon v'alei shimshon v'chol yisho shereyo afilu kesem tzricho lehamtim hei yomim im yeim shero asobo v'tifseik v'yisere v'tispe zayim kiim v'chilei agim v'nesevu. But the Shach mentions a certain kule. He mentions a certain kule, and then he says that the levush is chelikamim, and the minig is like the levush, not like himself. So he's mivapa is there. He says the Shach mentions a kule. Suppose she saw only kesem, not a riyazdan, which is only the rabbanon, And in addition, it's loishim shamitoso. So then she doesn't have, she can start as ayikin immediately, as she is ready to make hefsekta. So then he says, nigan b'kesek yishlokyo lichem loishim shalim neizmi yim amokho shal mitzis hakesek. Do hargo loishim shal bufak zero lichem koi. והאדם אבס יוסף כוס אבו מכן לא נענו בגזיר הזו ולכך ישוי בה וגם תוס הדשן גופה שכוס אבו האחריה חלו בריאה ולא בקסום מן רבון הון ואז לא נאמרו בכמה דוכנו לכולה שערו יזכה שם קסם כלל ואפשר לזה לכוס אבו הרב חי בלי שכוס לו שאח שם אחד מן הקסם על אחד דברי אבו אתה רזוב כוס אבו יש שכוס לו שכל אישו אף לא ראה קסם אף לא ראה קסם כחל בו בין שימשו בין לא שימשו אמין that's a mistake. Kesem Kecharbo is necessarily a mistake because Kesem Kecharbo is not Tomer. It has to be Kikris Vei. So nearly Lagi are all Tikos Dam Kecharbo. Avo Kesem Tzorech Kikris Vei. Ben Shimsho, Ben Loi Shimsho, Tzricho Lahamtim, the Rebu says. Vichinea. So if the battle is called. Then the Shach says, that the Minej that the minig is that even a kala should count 5 days over and above the zayikin. Kala is certainly a chayach. The whole chashash is because of kila hishichazera. So bishleime, if we are machmir in the car to a married woman, what that is oishim shor. So there is because of the look. Because if you are going to say shimsho, she is asur, and she cannot start counting, loy shimsho, so she can start counting, so then there will be chaos, and then it is conducive, you know, to a neglect, even in cases where it's shimsho. But kale, I mean, so there is no possible chash of pilate shechazera, so why should she have to count 5 days or even 4 days? Why shouldn't the kala be able to start to make hefsek tara the moment she feels she's ready to make hefsek tara? So the shach says, ugdeno mizeh neyagim shafim kala in sifcho in sifere zayin ikim ad yeim heiru v'yosef avon pish adayin libo achos aliyah. אף על פי שפולידנטי, אין להחמיר בו זה כלל. אין להחמיר בו זה כלל. ולא נזכר בשם פסק כד מנחם, מכל מוקים לא יהיה לו כדבור המאמטורים, ואחרי לא נועד בייסה. ומכל מוקים שעשתך כי יש לך כלל קלו, שמיד שתפסיק ביטרו, תספר זה הלמיקי. די בהוכר עוד לפתווה. ממה שנים שזה ידידו. So the shach says, that the minig is to be machmirים in respect to יקר. Even though by color the whole kshosh of the Levesh HaChazera is not shaykh at all, because of the low tluk. But that only means, in other words, when the kal, the chosin, the kal of planning wedding day, so they should figure it out on such a day that she will, that she will have, be able to have counted even the 4 days over and above the Zayniki, 4 days or 5 days over the Zayniki. But suppose they planned that certain day, but then something happened, and there are two alternatives: either that she should be nechneses lechupo while she is in Ido and be separated from the chosn until she is ready to go through it, or to make the hefsek tare. The moment she is ready to make hefsek tare, then of course the shach says that it's much better that she tipsik bitaro miyad. Because this is only a minig and a chumre. So the fact that she should be nisis, as she is a tero rather than shenemido, is a more important consideration than this chumre. But lechatchila the shach says that when they plan the wedding, they should plan it on such a day that she will be able to have to start the zayinikin after counting the 5 days. This is what the shach says. The Rebbe Yehuda says, no. He says that this minek ubdeilo mizur neyagim shafim kalo in sefer zayin kiim. So he says, ulai kavanose ki shalom so nido kegim meriyo kegim psulo shero aso pam rishimo ועד עתו איסו פסולת דומים ומיוגו של איסו תאירו ואיס איסו סביירו ורואה עשה עתו פעם רישי נחת אותה חלש אבל אם איסו כבור נידו לא ישאי החומרו זה כבר בלילה איסו נא, אם תו עשו במי יהיה מחת ותות לו בלשים שם סופו הוא שמי מסתאי in one day ותות לו בלשים שם so צריכו להמתין שישו אין ישראלים ורקח תימא יויים אחד מוקי ויטיב now I suppose she made a mistake in the minyan and she was develas and she was already shimsho and she was already shimsho so then צריכו להמתין שישו אין שישו אין ישראלים So of course, she's a sore viral until she finishes up the count. I mean, that goes without saying. But let's say if she made a mistake in one day and she thought that she counted Zayinkin and then she went through it and then it turned out that she went through it after 60 kin, not after 70 kin. And still, she was with her husband, all right, so it was an avenue of shaking. Now the, so of course she cannot be again with her husband until she counts Ayuki. But if not for the possibility of Pilate Shefazera, so she would have to be separated from the husband that extra day that she omitted when she went through. And then she would be able, so after one more day lapses, she would be able to go through again. Of course, that thriller is no thriller, because that thriller was realized after 60 kin, not after Zayin kin, so it's nothing. And she was nichshol in avera, she and her husband were nichshol in avera. So she has to make another tefillah. So when does she have to realize the other tefillah? When the Zayin kin will have expired. So if she didn't have to anticipate the possibility of Pilate Shechva Zera, so then she would only have to wait until one more day, let's say if she omitted, if she made a mistake in one day, and she was once with the husband, so she has to be separated from the husband, and wait until one day lapses, and then go through again, and then be with her as the mother. And if she made a mistake in 2 days, and she was with the husband, so she has to be separated for 2 days, to wait until 2 days elapse, and then realize another tefillah, and then with her as the Bible. If she didn't have to anticipate the possibility of Pilate Shechva Zera, but since there is a possibility of Pilate Shechva Zera, so she cannot just wait passively until the 1 day or the 2 days or the 3 days or the 2 day or the 3 days elapse and then go tefillah and then with the husband. Because even if she waits 1 day until the additional day elapses. So, but it's possible that after the Tashmish she was collected as Shechva Zera. So this day, which was supposed to be the 7th day, is not counted. So in Mele, when she's developed again, so it will again be filled. So in Mele, in order to make sure that there will not be any spirit of that extra day that has to elapse because of the mistake she made. So she has to wait. Shishayis. Tzricho lahamti shishayim ishloimis. V'hakach tine yei mechot moki v'tidvei. Ach stire shal ach ha-shivo kegin shal itov lakoko v'shincho ha-viz devolis b'choleis. But that's only if the mistake was made in the count of the 7 days. Let's say, actually, they have sektare, so the sektare was, let's say, was made Sunday, Somoch L'Binash Moshes. So Monday was the first day, so the 7th day is the following Sunday, so Mele, the following Sunday night, she can go to it. Suppose she makes a mistake, and she forgets that the Heftik Tare was made on Sunday, and she thought, and she made a mistake, that if Satan was made on Shabbos, so maybe she started to count Sunday is the first day of the Zayin Kinyin, so the following Shabbos is the seventh day, and then she goes through a Mitzvah Shabbos, and she's with a Mitzvah Shabbos with the husband. And then Sunday she finds out that she made a mistake, so that means she was Nichshol, they are both Nichshol, in an Issachoras. In an Issachoras, maybe not in Issachoras, because Midrash says, so she doesn't have to count Zayin Kinyin. So she was Nichshol in Aver. She was Nichshol in Aver. So then she cannot let just one more day elapse and then make the tefillah. Because if she let just one day elapse, maybe on that day that elapses, and thinking that this will constitute the last day of Zayin Kinyin, so that day itself will be nistar, because she'll be pletus and she will not even know about it. So she has to wait, she shares. That is only if the mistake consisted in the number of days. But suppose she didn't make a mistake in the number of days, but she went tefillah and she realized the tefillah the wrong way. She had her hands raised, so then the tefillah is no tefillah. So then she was with the husband, and then she found out that the tefillah was no tefillah. So then all she has to do is to make another tefillah, because then, even if she'll be peleteh shechazera, it will not be seisaya. The minyan l'mafreya. In other words, what we see from this, that neither the two nor the mechaber achin sheish for the shita of Rabbi Yehine, or for the shita. And then before tefillah, she had Eliyah's dam, so it says l'mafreya midaraisa. But in case of Yehudas, not Mashiach came. The reading holds that even in case of Yehudas, if she counted Zayin Kinyin Yimeleide and then Yimeteya before tefillah, she had Eliyah's dam, even though it's dam toya normally, so it is still seisaya. So you see, according now the Mechaber, he says, "Achstira shalach hashiva kibin shaltov lakoro v'shiv shar is developed b'choleitz." Why? Because if you should be peletish shechlesera, so it will not be says a yemechot. But according to the shita of Rav Niene, why shouldn't it be says a yemechot b'machreya? Why shouldn't it be seisaya yemech b'machreya? So it's a raya that is not chesheish for the shite of Abinim. But that's not such a hack. It's true, I mean, that we don't pass like Abinim. But this is not a raya brohe. You see, when we learn Meshusim, so I mentioned a machlekes between Rashi and Rambam. Why do we say that if a Zobek Deva, or any leader today, is considered a Zobek Deva? So if she is Peletes Shechazera, so he says a Yemechot. So the question is, now Rashi says, if it's Sugya Dam Kishu, now from that moment, our boy Rob, Keshi Maru Shekista Vizim. So the Gemara says, no. Dover Adere, he says, the Roshini Kerem Tumayin, he says. So Rashi is the Kashi. Dover Adere, the Zibe, he was a Shorish. While again, we ask you about the Zibe. We cash it on the carry shin gale and to the kind of one we say, Hayi loves the rain. The Hagel is the same. And the boy of the Lister Hakel. So Rashi equates. Rashi can wait, Damkenshi. So Rashi says, in your name, Damkenshi is not saying for Zion. But you may have it is saying. In the same way, as carry. Eskeri in Seisaya. In the same way, Eskeri in Seisaya. So Rashi equates Damkeshi, Rias Damkeshi, with Rias Keri by the Kavizah. Rias Keri Kavizah. So he says, the Ramban says that there is a difference between Damkeshi and Keri, that he says. Because Keri is Seisaya by Zav Gimechot. So carrying the Riazah, so are from different Mayones. It's a different source altogether. I mean, the Riaz Keri and the Riaz Zive. Riaz Zive is one phenomenon. Riaz Keri is another phenomenon. So it's different Mayones. So there, the halacha is that Riaz Keri is essentially Mechot, because even though it's not getting into Mashivo, so mainly if it's not getting into Mashivo, so Riaz Keri by Zav cannot be Seisa Shivo. Only a Riyah that can be getting to Mashivo can be Seisa Shivo. But a Riyah that can be getting to Maseret, Riaz Keri, how much Tumah can it affect? Riaz Keri, to Maseret, Yimechot. So mainly it is Seisa Yimechot. But Yimechot it is Seisa on the basis of Spirit per se. Not because that day cannot be counted, because the Zav has to realize 7 clean days, and the day on which he had the discharge of Keri, so it wasn't a clean day. Why shouldn't it be considered a clean day? After all, he has to realize, the Zav has to realize 7 clean days of which Riyah, of Riyah Zimeh, but Riyah Keri is emanates from another Mayon altogether. So why shouldn't it be considered 7 clean days? So why is it Seisa Yimechot? So it's on the basis of Sphira as such. Masherim Kei, Dam Keichi, and Dam Zivo emanate from the same Mayon. Is the same Mayon. So the reason is why Dam Keichi. So Rashi equates Riaz Keri with the Riaz Dam Keichi, and Rashi says, for the same reason that Riaz Keri by Zav is Seisa Yimechot, so Riaz Dam Keichi is Seisa Yimechot. It's the same halacha. The Ramban is chilek on Rashi, he says, true, Rashi is right, that the day when she sees Dam Keichi is not counted. Not because one day is Nista. But since she has to count, she has to realize 7 clean days of what? Clean of dam that emanates from the Moke. But the day when she had the discharge of Dam Keichi, did she have a clean day, clean as of dam emanating from the Moke? No. So the reason as to why it's not counted is not because one day it is sincere, but she doesn't realize 7 clean days. In other words, according to Rashi, so the Riyas, the Stiras Yimechot on the score of Riaz Keri, and the Stiras Yimechot on the score of Dam Keichi, represent the same aloche. According to Ramban, it represents a different aloche. Riaz Keri by Zav is Seisa Yimechot, be on the basis of Sphira as such. The halacha is that a Riyah is Seisa. If the Riyah is a Riyah that can be given 7 days to me, then it's a Seisa 7 days. If the Riyah is a Riyah that can be given 1 day to me, like a Riaz Keri, it's a Seisa 1 day. But Dam Keichi is not given. If it hadn't been Dam Keichi, it would be capable of being given to Mashiva. But since this discharge of dam took place, Bikeshi, so it's not given any to me. So why is that day not counted? Not because it's a sale. Because it's not clean. It's not a day that is knocking. Now, so that means that in respect to Riaz Keri, so there it's halacha of being sincere. There it's a halacha of being sincere. Now, since it's a halacha of being sincere, so this is what the Ramban says here in his kashya with Asogi against Rashi. So he says, how can we equate Riaz Dam Keichi with Riaz Keri? Why is that? Riaz Dam Keichi, it's not a halacha of Sphira, because she cannot be counted because the day is not lucky. It has to be lucky of Riaz Dam from the Mokia. And there is Damkeisha also. The Damkeisha also emanates from the Mokeh. So that's why it cannot be counted. But the Vias carry. So even the day on which he has a discharge of carry is a clean day as of Zive. So why is it say here? So it's on the basis of Sphere. Now, so the nature of the Sphere of Kolet Shechvazera is the same as the nature of the Sphere of Kirazeri Baizar. The same thing. Now, since the Rambam says that the reason as to why Rias Keri Baizar is a Sphere is a din of Sphere as such, but since Rias Keri can only be given to me Yimechot, so it says a Yimechot, but it's a Halucha of Sphere. But it's not because that day cannot be counted, because it's not Tocha. So Mele, Pileta Shefazera too, after all, Pileta Shefazera does not emanate from the same Mayon as Dam Zivez emanates. The Pileta Shefazera, that's the source of the Shefazera, was the husband. So it's certainly a different Mayon, if more can carry and Zive. So if in regard to Rias Keri by Zav, so it's not, so the business why it says any mechot is not because the day is not clean, but because it says any mechot, so Pleta Shevazera, it's also the business why it's not counted is not because the day is not clean, but it says here. So maybe it is a good raya from this mechaber that he is not chishish for the shite of Rabiyene or the Rim, according to Aramud Batkan. Because he said, "Ach stira shalach hashiva k'nei shalitov b'korov v'shincho harizmeri b'choleis." Because we don't have to bechishish. Maybe she will pleta shechazera. Even if she will be pleta shechazera, so it will not be safe from afreya. But according to Rav Yehine, so it will be pleta shechazera. So if we are going to assume that the business why pleta shechazera is safe in mechot is not on the basis of stira as such, but because that day when the pleta shechazera takes place, so it's not a Noki day. So then we couldn't prove that he disapproves, the Mechaber disapproves of the Shita of Rabbi Yehine. Because maybe he approves of the Shita of Rabbi Yehine. That's only when it's an Indian of being sincere. So we can say, like Rabbi Yehine, there can be Stira Mafia too. But here, it's not on the basis of Stira. Here it's because if she's led the Shechvazera, so that day on which she was the Pleta Shechvazera is not a clean day. But Rabban says that Rias Keri is Eisel Yimechot not on the basis because that day is not a clean day. Because since it emanates from another Mayon, so it should be considered as a clean day too. So if it is Eisel Yimechot, it's on the basis of Stira. So maybe the Pleta Shechvazera also has to be on the plate on the basis of Stira as such. Of Stira as such, and according to Rabbi Yehine and the Rili, that there can be Stira and Afreya. So if this Stira is a Stira of Yimechot, there should be a loche of Stira Yimechot and Afreya. So why does he say, so how is it about the Chaleis? So it's a Raya that the Mechaber is not Chishish for the Shita of Rabbi Yehine that the Rashba mentions, and for the Shita of it. Cholisho Sheshim Shomitosu, Viroa Asarakach, Uposko, ורצה ליספר מלמוחס ויופו תיקנח יופי יופי איסימוקים במייך אוי בבגר להפריט כל הזרע אוי תירחי במים חיים והם יפריטו כל הזרע. I mean, it's two mentions, because the Mechaber doesn't pass in this humre of 4 days, 5 days, as in it. The two of the Mechaber mentioned the Dine Digmore. The Dine Digmore, as far as the Chshash of Pleta Shechvazera is concerned, so if we can make sure that there will not be a Pleta Shechvazera, so why should she come? But then the Rambam says, V'yishem lim, v'yimkim bizman hazeh, v'yimlismich al zeh, v'yofen noik, da'al kron izboyo, shomer meyagin, v'hamtin afim ushim shoklau, kidei shomer lechalei b'nsvir l'svire, kol shim lechai gavne, v'chol ha'peretz gedra, b'dvar b'neilu, m'okib shenoagu, l'hachmei shechem. So that's the last year. Now you will tell me when you want to take the Pchinet, but all of you have to take the Pchinet together.